Welcome to Cinema Savants. He's Todd Vandenberg. I'm Rob Steele, and we've got a plethora of movie news to get through, including some trailers that quite frankly disturbed me. But that's much later. Right now, we're going to start with something that, who said this? Deloitte, who I'm not sure who that is, their annual digital media trend survey confirmed a problem that a lot of consumers are having. And brace yourself, we've got a new term to remember. It's called video on demand fatigue, because it was going to happen. According to the survey, nearly half, that being 47%, which is actually close to half and closer than Donald Trump would come with on a half guess, yes, of U.S. consumers who participated in the survey said they're tired of the growing number of subscriptions and services they have to get in order to watch what they want. And 57% said they're frustrated when content vanishes because rights to their favorite TV shows or movies have expired. Well, brace yourself. We've got new channels coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
From Apple, Disney, Warner, NBC. NBC Universal is having one. I somehow missed this coming out, but it's on its way.
Yeah, we've only been talking about this for, ever since we started the show, basically. But, CBS All Access, on and on. And just, it's just going to get more and more fragmented. Surprise!
Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Now. YouTube Premium. Jeez. It's just the sheer volume of these things is ridiculous.
It's even when they're $5 a pop, a lot of them are more like $13 a pop as they go up in price. Although, yay, Hulu, you went down in price.
Go Hulu.
Very close to the point where the cord cutters are saving $0 by the time you add in all the little services you want, because CBS All Access, considering that the Twilight Zone starts April 1st, that's a must at this point, or will be on April 1st. And plus the Star Trek and everything else that they
plus
have.
Plus the Star Trek shows, of which there's going to be, three or four?
Something along those lines,
I'm really hoping the cartoon does not happen.
Disney, of course, will be an absolute necessity, plus including the news that said plus by mistake, wasn't meant to be silly, that they're opening the vault. How they had put so many of their classic films on moratorium, they sell them for a while, then they take them back out of circulation just to build up demand for the next semi-generation of people. Well, they're all coming out of the vault for Disney Plus.
Actually, I wanted to ask you this, because you may know the answer, because you probably remember this movie better than I do. Double-sided question, is Song of the South included on that? And why was it, I'm trying to remember why that movie was banned, because I came up last night and I couldn't pinpoint a reason.
It's banned just because of the racial stereotypes of, of Brer Rabbit speaking in a stereotypical voice, and all the characters speaking in stereotypical voices of African Americans. And that's why.
Shouldn't that mean Roots would be disbanded as banned as well?
It's a little overdone in Song of the South. Let's put it that way. I have not heard if that's going to be included. They would be very wise to include it. And if they feel the need, just put a little disclaimer at the beginning. This film is a product of its time. Boom, you're done. And let it go at that.
Well, they still have Peter Pan with the Native American thing.
Yeah. There are tons of questionable ethnic decisions in old Disney films. So Song of the South is
not even including Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
That whole thing is like, oh, come on, that's not blackface. I'm sorry, they're chimney sweeps. It's like, are you that freaking stupid?
No. I meant that he got his accent from Australia.
Yeah, okay, good. Because apparently it's a thing that people were complaining that they were doing blackface in the original Mary Poppins. It's like,
what?
Oh my God, how can you be? Yeah. So anyway, aside from that, hopefully Song of the South will be included. That would be a nice inclusion, because this is a pretty cool film.
And we'll understand where Zippity Doo-Dah came from, because it was that movie.
Indeed it was.
And what my daughter has, what movie? Pandora, I think it is, that has a Disney music channel that plays that song a lot.
I'm sure it does.
But of course, she's never seen that movie.
Right.
And she had some friends over, and they're singing it. and going,
wait,
what is this from? I'm like, it's a movie you're not allowed to see, apparently.
Mr. VHS, you didn't splurge like $250 for a copy on eBay? I am shocked.
Funny enough, I did not. I thought about it. No, I didn't.
Didn't think about it. Just, imagine that.
Jeez. Anyway, let's see. Oh, bad news. The Dacia Sandero is not coming to the UK. No, wait a minute. That's the wrong show. But on a similar subject, Transformers 6 is still in production. And they're going to be, it's my understanding, and I'm hoping I'm wrong on both counts, because both of these things came out this week, that, and I still haven't seen Bumblebee, which is supposed to be the reboot for the Transformers series. And it's supposed to be a good reboot the way it should have been in the first place. But Transformers 6 may be ignoring it. And let's make it a horror movie, kind of. What is the guy's name? Franchise producer Lorenzo D. Bonaventura, because there's not enough vowels in that, has said that there might be a Transformers love story. Between two of the Transformers, mind you. It might not culminate in a big robotic transforming sex scene. God, I hope not. But, you know.
No.
I don't think we need that.
I've not seen Bumblebee yet either. And yes, it's gotten good reviews. And yes, it's gotten a lot of comments from real people that, oh my gosh, this is an actual movie, as to opposed to a commercial for toys and stuff that blows up.
And it's even got John Cena in it. Who knew?
There's just a lot of things out that I was more interested in. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, I don't care about the next Transformers movie and Transformers sex scenes and all the rest of it. It's like, have at it, do what you want, because no, we'll be watching it so other people can.
Yeah. You can watch movies so we don't have to, which is,
yeah, exactly.
Completely backwards of our slogan. Yeah. Speaking of robots, some minor Star Wars news. We'll divert over into that universe for a minute, because some news about the Mandalorian TV series came out, having to do the Mandalorian being the Boba Fett TV series, which I think could be kind of cool. And I'm going to mispronounce his name again. Taika Waititi, he of the I directed the good Thor movie fame.
Yes.
Is going to be voicing IG-88, the bounty hunter. Now, for those of you who remember The Empire Strikes Back, which is the only place IG-88 and his action figure came from, he was the tall, thin, robotic-looking bounty hunter.
Yes.
When they had the bounty hunter scene on the Star Destroyer.
Indeed. That's cool.
I mean, I've got nothing else to go with that. I don't know. IG-88 had no lines before. They did develop him a little bit in the novels that they have since retconned. Make of that what you wish. And again, speaking of, you know, big robots that kill things, some odd news out of the Terminator camp came this week. Not just that it got a title for the sixth Terminator movie, which is now called Dark Fate. And it's the James Cameron is back on board. Arnold is back. Linda Hamilton is back. That's great. They're retconning Terminator 3, 4, 5. Those don't exist anymore. So Genesis, or however you wanted to pronounce it, never happened.
Thank God.
The thing that absolutely threw me off on this, though, was that it has a release date, November 1st of this year.
This year?
That's what I said. Which really? It's opening opposite the reboot of Charlie's Angels. I'm not sure what that's going to possibly mean for it, but... when did you film this movie? I mean,
yeah, that's kind of insane for a movie that's going to have tons of post-production, you would hope.
Yes.
Kind of startling. I wonder if that isn't somehow a typo or extreme optimism, because wow.
If anyone knows, say, let us know, because somehow we missed this.
I will say, though, that I'm perfectly fine with them ignoring everything after Terminator 2. And in the context of their universe, it makes perfect sense, because it's all about time travel and resetting events. So, you know, it doesn't screw anything up, unlike most franchises. It's like, well, we're going to ignore what happened here. Like, no problem. I mean, they basically set that premise in the very first movie. So, you know, fine. Get rid of all the garbage that never should have been done. Good choice.
I will agree. But let's see. Speaking of terminations, I suppose, because I have to have a segue for everything. I don't like bouncing from one thing to another. Marvel.
This is
bad Marvel news.
Yeah,
there's good Marvel news. Give us a minute. I'll start with the bad and get it out of the way. For those of you wanting, let's say, Luke Cage or Daredevil or even Iron Fist, if you were that interested in it, to pop back up on Disney Plus or Hulu, the chances went down a lot this week because Marvel announced they're going to be selling a lot of props and costumes, around 750 pieces of it from the Netflix series. They're going to be doing this at an auction through the official prop store website.
I will say a couple things. First, whoever buys the Iron Fist mask, just go ahead and do a series because you're going to be better than Finn Jones. I don't care who you are. That's fine. I'm cool with that. I laughed at first because I didn't want to cry. No, not really, but it's hardly the end of these characters. I mean, obviously, who is not going to be doing it? But there are prop masters who can make these things again. It's not like, oh my God, these are the artifacts. This is all that can be done. It definitely says there's no coming back from this for Netflix, but why would there be? They already announced it's done. So, yeah, it's kind of sad. It kind of sucks. But I would also hope that they would donate this to a charity, all the proceeds. I doubt that they will, but I kind of think Netflix
I like the idea.
Has enough money. It's like, why not do something really good for this? And it's cool that these will be in the hands of fans. I mean, that's fine. But please, if you get that Iron Man, Iron Fist mask, please do your own series. Because I want to see a good version.
Among the things that have been listed on the website as being sold are the Nelson and Murdoch sign, Misty Knight's bionic arm, Elektra's size, and Pop's swear jar.
A lot of really, really cool items, obviously.
I think it would be, actually.
Pop's swear jar would be pretty, a lot of that would be really cool to have. Absolutely.
Although I might give Misty Knight her arm back just in case she needs it.
Yeah, truly. Because hopefully she will.
Let's see. Moving on from two other Marvel news. And take this one with a grain of salt because I have only found one source. Normally, I like to find multiple sources for stuff before I tell you anything, because otherwise it is just a rumor. But I like this rumor so much, I'll pass it on before I find another thing. There's a possibility of the villain for the forthcoming Black Widow movie to have been revealed. Because right now it's a fairly reliable source that it's going to be the Taskmaster.
Ah, nice.
Now, if you are unfamiliar with the character of the Taskmaster from the Marvel comics, basically he's a guy with, he doesn't have a photographic memory. He has photographic reflexes, which is how he described it in the only comic I think I have him in. If he sees somebody do something physical that doesn't require super abilities, he can do it. He can fight like Mike Tyson by watching a Mike Tyson fight. He can recreate however Daredevil does his thing, how Iron Fist does martial arts, how Black Widow would fight just by watching them.
How Hawkeye can fire missiles. I mean, he has like eidetic muscle memory, which is pretty crazy, but it's comic books. And
it's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's very cool. And he was always a very cool villain because kind of hard to beat someone who fights exactly as well as you do, which was the whole point of the character. I like that. Right. I like that.
Let's see, more Black Widow stuff. The directors of Endgame, the Russo brothers, the forthcoming Avengers movie, have said, we're trying really, really hard not to spoil the movie. That's why you're not seeing a whole lot of new footage in the trailers.
Right.
They say, let's see, where's the quote? The thing that's most important to us is that we preserve the surprise of the narrative. When I was a kid, I saw The Empire Strikes Back at 11 a.m. on the day it opened. It so profoundly moved me because I didn't know a damn thing about the story I was going to watch. And we're trying to replicate that experience.
Bravo.
I agree.
Especially for this movie. I mean, seriously, does this movie need a trailer? Does this movie need any hype from the studio at all?
No.
That would be, That would be absolutely no. That's why we talked about it last week, why I love the new trailer so much, because it uses so much footage from the origin films of the characters, of a lot of these main characters, and clips from Infinity War. How much new footage? I mean, I haven't looked at it, but out of, what is it, a 2.5 minute trailer? I bet 35 seconds is actually from Endgame, which is...
Yeah, and 15 seconds of that is the logo on the screen.
Right. Which is brilliant because, it builds the hype. It does its job, makes you want to see it, gives nothing. I mean, basically, there are three scenes, and the leaks have been out about their new armor, which looks really cool, blah, blah, blah. There's more information coming out from releases of toys than there are studios. Personally, and if you listen to our show, I'm sure you've seen this. I'm rooting hard for Professor Hulk. I'll just say that.
Yes, that would be very... Unlike Professor X, who is not going to show up in this movie.
No.
But we do have some Marvel mutant news. The merger between Disney and Fox is finally complete, meaning what are we going to do with these New Mutant and Dark Phoenix movies? Because they're Disney's now. And Disney has kind of said... They haven't made it official yet, but that the New Mutants movie is probably going to be coming to a streaming service, whether it's Disney Plus or Hulu, we're not sure yet.
As it should.
It should. I mean, cut your losses with this one. And don't go back and refilm everything. Do not add the characters in that you wanted to add that sounds like you just have to reshoot the entire movie.
Which they've done apparently twice already. It's like, it's not going to go to Disney Plus because, they've already made that distinction that they are going to have R-rated material, but that's what Hulu is for because they own the majority of the taken Hulu. So it'll go on Hulu and it will probably do really well on Hulu, assuming it's any good.
Yeah.
It'll do really well in the first 48 hours it's available. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And who knows, maybe it lends itself to recutting into like four episodes and they can make it a mini series without too much cost. Not that that has to be done, but they'll figure out something to do it and they'll get their money's worth out of it. But considering that there's, from what I've seen, there's zero buzz. Well, I shouldn't say zero buzz. All the buzz has been basically negative for New Mutants with the incessant delays and the reshoots and all the other crap. So yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if they had done it back in the 80s when the book came out in the first place, yes.
Yeah.
It's not the 80s anymore.
It's time to dump it. Dark Phoenix, though. And again, trailers can be so deceptive, but I really like what I saw in the last trailers. Like, I think this actually had a chance to be a decent X-Men movie. Hallelujah. So that's obviously they're going to go for the theatrical release on that, of course. So,
well, actually.
No, really.
Oh, really? There are some places, including a feature piece in Vanity Fair, apparently, that... A lot of people are unhappy with the way the film is being marketed in that it's not being marketed, really. I mean, yes, they put out the trailer, but so many of the people who handled the marketing at Fox were fired or released or whatever before the merger, and they're certainly gone now. So how much Disney is planning on committing to pushing Dark Phoenix is still unclear.
Let's go. Targeted for what, a July release?
June. So it's even sooner than that.
Still a little ways off from that.
It still is, but there's a rumor going around that they may say, you know what, screw it, we're just putting it on Disney Plus. Which, if you think about it, if they start Disney Plus by saying, this is where you get the Dark Phoenix movie.
True. Good marketing move for Disney Plus. And I still think that would be... a mistake, because I think there's plenty of reasons to get Disney Plus without this.
No, yeah.
But it's just another reason. I think they would be better, their bottom line would be better by putting it out in the theaters, unless they've seen it and thought, this is going to be one of these big splash weekends and then nothing to follow up. I mean, if it's not good, that's definitely the way to go with it.
Yeah. We'll find out. Well, we shall keep you apprised of the situation as details become available. Although, there is more James McAvoy news this week. He said in an interview with someone whose name I seem to have misplaced. He wants to be in a Batman movie, and he wants to play the Riddler.
I would like that. I can see that.
I was going to say, I think that would work.
I was going to go with Hugo Strange, but he would definitely be a fine Riddler, I think.
Granted, I want to be in a Batman movie and play the Riddler too. So fine. I've got, 6 inches and at least 50 pounds on him. And so he could quite easily kick my ass. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm at the point where I could only be like Alfred. Lord, it would be nice to see a good version of the Riddler.
As opposed to what we saw.
Yeah, because we haven't had one since Frank Gorshin, for Christ's sake. Was an excellent Riddler, despite the fact that the series was a little over the top. But Gorshin's, his take on the Riddler would absolutely play well in Nolan's universe, I think.
Yeah.
Because the Riddler was kind of crazy in a very different way from the Joker. So that would be cool.
And more news out of the Bat camp. The forthcoming The Batman movie is supposed to be set in the 90s.
Because it worked for Captain Marvel, so let's go.
Hey, why not? It's scheduled for release on June 25th, 2021. And this is where I point out, guys, I would really appreciate it if you'd write the scripts before you came up with setting a date.
Well, at least it's a little more in the realm of possibility than the new Terminator flick.
Yeah. The theme from Terminator went from bum 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 to bum 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 bum. Everybody run. I'm too old to be running down the street. Get to the chopper. Go without me.
That's the wrong movie. But I didn't say it. I really like Linda Hamilton coming back to the franchise. That's tremendous news. Have you heard the possibilities of Justice League 2 and that Mr. Affleck would return as Batman?
Had not, actually.
Just came across that story, and again, I can't remember the source, but it was like Hollywood Report or something. It wasn't just, a blog like us. But the point was, the first thing is like a Justice League 2, that's surprising in itself. That's a bigger wow factor than the fact that Affleck might come back as Batman. But as they pointed out, no one ever said he's done as Batman. They just said he's not in the new Batman film.
Right.
Since the new Batman film, again, is focusing on a younger Bruce, it had to be someone else. So, personally, I would be more than happy to see Affleck come back as Batman. I thought he was one of the few bright points in Batman v Superman and the Justice League movie. I think he does a really good job as Bruce / Batman, the somewhat older, bitter, jaded version, and hopefully they won't make him say Martha again, and everything will be good.
Everything will be fine.
Yes.
Unlike the Titans series, which had some very, very odd casting news this week, and this is going to come out, and it's going to make me sound potentially racist. I'm not. I'm thinking about it from a scientific perspective. Bear with me on this. Okay. They have already cast Deathstroke in the series. He's going to be played by someone whose name I just lost. Help me out. S.A. Morales.
Right.
Who is of Hispanic descent.
Yes.
All right. Deathstroke in the series has two children, Jericho and Rose, or Ravager, whichever you want to call her.
Right.
And they have been cast as Chela Man, and I don't know who the hell that is, and Chelsea T. Zhang. Now, here's my thing. Dad is Hispanic, and both of his kids are Asian. Maybe Rose, who is a daughter, gets most of her material from the mother and could end up being Asian. Okay, fine. How exactly does a Hispanic man give birth to a Chinese son? So I looked up Chela Man. He's apparently a Chinese, Jewish, and what were the other two things? Chinese, Jewish, queer gender, or gender queer, I don't even know what that means, transsexual, and deaf, because he doesn't have enough things going along with him. By the way, Jericho is mute, not deaf, but that's beside the point. Why don't the kids look anything even remotely like dad, is what I'm going with here.
But they're both Asian, right?
Yeah.
Well, then mom's Asian, and there you go. Maybe. It is kind of interesting casting choice, because hopefully they would have thought about this when they cast Mr. Morales. But I suppose that's what it is.
He adopted them. No, he's called Deathstroke the Terminator. No, he doesn't adopt kids.
Maybe he did.
No.
Maybe he has a heart, and they'll play this up in Titans.
Let me think for a minute. No.
No, yeah, exactly.
Actually, another thing out of the DC streaming service, and you've probably seen this ad on Facebook. It's an ad for the DC streaming service that has a wall of DVD covers to let you know what shows they have. Now, it's the kind of thing you usually scroll past, but I stopped because something about it caught my eye that looked wrong. And I was right. On this wall of DVD covers, 15 covers are shown. Two of them are for the Human Target. Three of them are Wonder Woman. Four of them are Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Out of the 15, nine of them are really just three.
Are you saying they're overselling their service?
I'm saying they could have put more stuff up there is what I'm saying.
They could have, yes.
You know, just a little bit.
Clearly they could have.
Nothing for Young Justice, by the way, which is a show you have on that service.
I just at work the other day, I spoke to someone who said they're going to subscribe to that so they can watch Young Justice. That was their prime reason for doing so. Yeah,
prime reason for getting it.
Yeah, a little surprising that they decided, oh, we'll skip Young Justice. What? Weird. Maybe those are formerly out of work Fox marketers.
It could be.
Didn't know the material, so they just threw some random stuff up there. Wow.
Possibility exists. let's see. Just because, and the rest of the stuff we have on the show is in very little order because I have none of it. There's no segues forthcoming. As evidenced by CBS All Access has announced that Anson Mount will be leaving Star Trek Discovery after this season because they're going to sync up the timelines and Captain Christopher Pike needs to be somewhere else right now. See, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
I'm with them. Mission accomplished. Well done. Moving on. Because there is no segue to get us to Sliders. Do you remember Sliders? Vaguely?
Yeah. Yes, I remember Sliders. I watched about 3 or 4 episodes because I didn't find it that interesting, but I do remember Sliders.
Not a big fan of it either. The Jerry O'Connell and John Rhys Davies led series ran apparently for 5 seasons.
Incredible.
Which was about 3 too long, I thought. But John Rhys Davies, for starters, is still alive. Yay! He also said he's interested in possibly rebooting the series, but there are complications because it started off on Fox, went to the Sci-Fi Channel, both of whom have been sold off recently, and no one is really sure who owns the rights to Sliders anymore.
Well, I'm sure Jerry O'Connell could use the work, so.
That's true. I'm not sure I've seen him in anything since.
He could well be starring on something on the
Broadway.
CB for 3 years, or yeah, who knows? Just never that big a fan. Sorry, Mr. O'Connell.
I haven't seen him in anything since, as opposed to this next actor who I have never seen anything in before. How's that for a segue?
Perfect.
Noah Centineo. Centineo.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce his name, but this, frankly, rather scrawny-looking kid is supposed to be He-Man in the forthcoming movie. Now, let's put this in, I'm going to put this in wrestling perspective for just a moment because it makes sense to me. This kid is kind of like Rey Mysterio in that he's considerably smaller than what you need. For He-Man, you need Brock Lesnar. And I think they probably would get Brock Lesnar if he could act, which he can't.
He can't even do promos.
No, he can beat the crap out of me. But that's not saying much because James McAvoy could as well.
Yeah, and also can't fight in the UFC without steroids. So aside from that, he's a fine human. God. Anyway, Noah Centineo. Anyway, Mr. Noah, he is a heartthrob on Netflix, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is a really popular series on Netflix. So that's where he came from. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And Sierra Burgess is a loser, which just sounds like a hideous name for a series.
It does, doesn't it? I can see him as playing the prince, and then they're going to go like super heavy which honestly, you almost would have to go like with a heavy CGI thing for He-Man, regardless, because he's basically even bigger than Lesnar. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
And Lesnar's
who knows the flavor of the month, or if he's got more chops to him. Don't know. We'll find out.
Expect the trailer anytime now.
Yes.
They filmed it already. It's coming out the same weekend as Terminator. And speaking of trailers, because there were a couple of trailers that came out this week, neither of which made me want to see the movie. The first one, and I suppose the big one, being Toy Story 4, which I'm going to be honest, Toy Story 4's trailer looked a lot like the trailer for 1, 2, and 3, except this one has a spork in it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that just me?
No.
Oh, no, one of the toys is missing. We have to go find it. I'm like, again? Or still?
No,
wasn't that the plot of the first three?
Yeah, I like Toy Story a lot. I like Toy Story 3 a lot. The buzz on this is that, oh, if you thought you cried at the end of Toy Story 3, you're really going to cry now. And I was like, I'm just kind of crying at the fact that you have to keep mining the well. Mining the well? Can't really mine the well. You know what I'm saying.
Well, that's why it's not working, because they're mining a well.
Yeah, that could be it. It probably will work monetarily, and I hope it works artistically. I'm not rooting against it, but I'm suffering from Toy Story fatigue as opposed to video on demand fatigue.
Ah, but it's coming to Disney Plus, so it will qualify under the video fatigue.
Yeah, that's one I can skip. I don't know. It's just we've returned to it a little bit too often, for my taste.
Yeah,
but it's been long enough, and I'm sure it will be a gigantic success. I mean, it's almost has to be, considering its track record.
Well, the other trailer, and this one dropped yesterday, and it frightened me. It's not supposed to frighten me. Actually, there's even news that go along with this, because I had mentioned this movie, I think it was last week, because some casting news came out about it, where I mentioned Benicio del Toro will be voicing Swiper the Fox in the Dora the Explorer movie. Well, more casting news came out. Boots the Monkey has been cast. And it's Danny Trejo.
Wow.
I am not making this up.
Is this like the hyper-violent R-rated version of Dora the Explorer?
Well, it goes with the trailer. And in the trailer, we find that Dora's dad, who is Michael Pena, because sure, why not? Mom and dad have found the lost city of gold, but Dora can't go with them exploring for it. She's being sent to the city where she's going to meet up with her cousin Diego and go to a high school awkwardly, because that's what you do in these films until Dora and three of her friends are kidnapped by people who want to find the city of gold, and they make Dora go look for her parents. Swiper the Fox, not noticed. Boots was in it, didn't have any lines, and it looked like they're trying to make it a reluctant Indiana Jones for kids movie, except it just isn't. It's going to make money because it's got the name Dora the Explorer. It's got the name power to go with it in Danny Trejo and Benicio del Toro and Michael Pena and several other people who are in this movie whose names I have forgotten at the moment. Sorry, don't take that personally. But it just does not look good.
Haven't seen the trailer yet, so...
It came out late last night, or Saturday night. Sorry, we're on Monday, I forgot.
Not that surprised. I mean, it makes me... kind of puts me in mind of the kid who would be king, which the trailers were just kind of, this looks like... really should just be on like a Nickelodeon after school special and the box office bore that out because it just went nowhere. Again, hopefully it's better than that, but yeah, there's just a lot of crap that comes out, which is unfortunate. Just
speaking of a lot of crap.
Yes.
Here's a segue.
Segues.
Actually it's I don't know. It has to do with the Grand Tour.
Yes.
Which, used to be Top Gear, and Top Gear I consider a lot better than the Grand Tour, even though it's got the same people in it. It's just not, there's something about it that's not the same. Anyway, the reason it came up in the news this week is because a few episodes ago, They made a homosexual joke about a Jeep, I think it was. And they make fun of everybody. But if you make fun of homosexual people, that's a big thing. And so now they're all being called homophobic, which has happened before. They're also, what, anti-Mexican and Scottish and anti-Irish and French and, you know, pick somebody. They're anti-everything, which is why they're anti-nobody. It's just their humor.
Right.
Anyway, Jeremy Clarkson, the guy who pretty much is the face of the show, and what a horrific face it is, wrote an article to say that, no, they're not homophobic. Will Young, oddly, is the one who apparently started all this with a tweet, which is strange because Jeremy Clarkson and Will Young are actually friends. Go figure. Anyway, Clarkson finished the article by saying, quote, "I will apologize to Will for causing him some upset and reassure him that I know I'm not homophobic, as I very much enjoy watching lesbians on the internet." And that's Jeremy Clarkson in a nutshell. I think it's actually a pretty funny line to end with, but, you know, sometimes humor is just humor. There's a difference between humor and hate.
Yeah, huge difference.
And again, you know, I'll point people at Jimmy Carr again, because...
Yes.
I don't know if you watched his new thing, which is basically, Jimmy Carr has a new special on Netflix, which is called His Greatest Hits. And quite frankly, it is, because I have his other DVDs, and he actually did just take bits out of his other DVDs and put them together in one show, which literally makes fun of everybody.
Oh, yeah, he's, I haven't seen that, but yeah, I've seen quite a bit of him. He can be, let me take that away. Not he can be, he is. Pretty vicious to all comers, that's for sure.
He said, I think he best described his material once as, "It's not material for those who are easily offended. Who am I kidding? It's not material for those of you who are really hard to offend. And boy, am I going to try to go after you tonight." So make that what you wish.
He is a young British Don Rickles, but profane.
I was going to say, young? Thank you, because... yeah, anyway, something to end with, I suppose, because I've run out of news. And technically, this isn't movie or TV news, but it's in the similar vein, because we've talked about streaming services, and we've talked about Terminator. And I think if we put the two of them together, Google Stadia is going to qualify. If you haven't heard this news yet, Google has officially announced they're putting out a streaming video game service called Stadia, where you do not need the new, biggest, highest graphics processor or CPU or all the RAM or anything for your computer. You play it over the net and let them worry about all the heavy computing. And it'll come to your house in brilliant 4K quality. All you need to do is buy the controller that hooks to the Stadia servers, and it's going to be a subscription service. Oh, look, another one. Mm-hmm. Thing is, I loved how someone described it this week. This is Skynet.
Nice.
I think it is. I mean, that, I don't know what you've heard about it this week, but this is going to be something where millions of people just plug themselves in when they get home from work, or even just quit work and stay home and do this.
As with any service, as with any console system, whatever, it's all going to come down to the games.
And they're supposed to already, it's Google, they're going to get a lot of them.
Exactly. They're going to get a lot of games. They're going to have a lot of exclusives. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. The technical aspects, you know, how well will it work? You know, if someone's sitting on a $200 Chromebook, you know, how well will will that work as far as the lag, all the rest of it? It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Google has a few dollars, and I imagine if anybody can make this work, I imagine they can make it work.
Yeah. So make of that what you wish. In the meantime, we're going to get ready to go do do our Friday review show, of which we have... we've got some good movies. Am I going to tell you what they are? No. Tune in on Friday to hear more of us and maybe two other people.
So cruel.
I know. That's That's a hint, but to find out what it means, you'll have to tune in Friday and listen to the reviews. Until then, get out and go see a movie.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Hey, who turned out the light?